morning, good evening, good afternoon, all that good stuff. What's happening? It's your boy, Chef Mac B. You are now tuned to the Grill and Chill Podcast. Yes. Ladies and gents, thank you all so much for tuning in. The subscribers I got, I want to say I got like about 10, 15 now. I think I'm almost close to about 300 listeners as far as all my different podcasts. Truly appreciate all you guys tuning in, listening in. All my crazy foodie adventure stories, all that good stuff. Fun and games, your favorite drinks, all that good stuff. This is for the home cooks, the grill lovers, the pit masters, everything, all things food, eat, sleep, and crap food. Well, barbecue to be exact. It's Friday night, and the mood is right. My drink for the night, of course, we're going to call it the King of Beers, because that's what it says. Oh man, that's that Budweiser. Because you deserve what every individual should. Whatever the slogan says, but y'all feel what I'm trying to say. Today's podcast this evening. Well, let me tell you where I'm going with this. Now, we all have them moments. You know, I know for me, I work full-time. Outside of my grilling and chilling responsibility. You know, that's something that I love to do, but you get home from work, you have had a chance to do no grocery shopping. Let's just say it's a Thursday night, you don't feel like grocery shopping. You go to your fridge, and nothing in there. What you gonna do with this? You might see a pack of bologna. You got a couple of pieces of bread left. You got the end pieces. Who like the end pieces? Don't nobody eat the end pieces like that. I love the end pieces. Don't nobody like the end pieces like that. You might got one slice of cheese. You got some mayo. Got some mustard. You got half a stick of butter. Plenty of pots and pans. Where I'm going with this, y'all? Struggle meals. Everybody, whether it comes the best of the cooks or the worst of the cooks, have dealt with struggle meals. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The struggle meal is real. But honestly, your food, it don't have to struggle. Now, what you may ask is a struggle meal. I don't care how rich you may be. I don't care how middle class you might be. The folks that ain't got it like that might understand what I'm saying. Now, I ain't going to Webster's. I'm not doing Webster's Dictionary on this. I'm going with the Urban Dictionary. Now, the Urban Dictionary says this meaning for, a.k.a. struggle meals. It is a cheap meal or a snack bought at the store, usually eaten by broke college students. Now, I ain't been to college. I've been in the school of hard knocks. And everybody and their mama, rich or poor, have fell on hard times at some point in their life as a kid or adult. Everybody done dealt with a struggle meal. If you ain't got no money, then a struggle meal can make it happen. But what are some examples of struggle meals? Now, you can't go wrong with the hot dogs. Guatney, whatever type of brand you choose, the Oscar Mayer, hot dogs is grade A on a struggle meal. Tuna salad, now come on, now who don't like a good old candy tuna salad? Albacore, Starkist, whatever they call, get your mayonnaise, your mustard, chop up your peppers and onions. If you got all that, or even just the tuna fish itself, come on. What if you only got cheese, or a box of rice and some broccoli? Man, you bake that, what you got? You got the bootleg broccoli casserole. Come on now. Who don't like broccoli casserole? Let's just say that you go to your pantry, you got a can of cream mushroom soup. You got a jar of ragu cheddar cheese. You got some rice, man. You can take a rice casserole or whatever to the next level. Man, let's just say you got a pack of flour tortillas, and you got a couple of eggs, 12 carton eggs. They got like 6 eggs left in there. Man, you can make you a breakfast burrito. Hey, I'm just saying, you could do what you got to do. It's a struggle meal. You got a taste for dessert. You ain't got the money to get dessert. You can't go grocery shopping just yet. Your food stamps ain't kicking in. Make you some cinnamon toast. How you do that? Get your margarine. Heat it up like you do in your pan. Go and throw that bread on there. Every struggle cabinet got some sugar and some cinnamon. Gonna sprinkle some of that on that thing. Bam. Cinnamon toast. Pork and beans. Come on, back, dude. You can't go wrong with some pork and beans. If you want me to take it to the South, beanie weenies. Come on now. As my old co-worker said, that's campfire stew. Chop you up some hot dogs. Throw that thing in a can of baked beans, dude. Make it do what it do. Just stand out the way when somebody got gas. I'm just saying. Hamburgers and mashed potatoes. Now look, this is a household favorite. When the struggle is real, and you got that box of a grade A ground beef, for example, like Sam's Club or Walmart, they got some of the best boxed ground beef burgers. If you want to get, I think it's like, I want to say like $20 for like a box of 36. They're pretty good. Season them or you can eat them like they are. Real good bread. Mashed, you got a regular potatoes or even some instant mashed potatoes. Make your own little gravy. Can't go wrong with hamburgers and mashed potatoes. Now, I sometimes don't like bringing up my past. But you know, I was a roughneck back in the day. And one of them little dishes I used to like back in the day when I was locked up. Biscuits and gravy. I'm a hardcore judge when it comes to biscuits and gravy. If I go to a buffet spot, you know, pre-COVID or hopefully whenever, however this thing ends, and you got some biscuits and gravy, I'm testing the flavor. I don't want no watery biscuits and gravy. But Chick-fil-A got some mean biscuits and gravy. The only thing is that gravy at times is not as thick. It can be a little watery, but the flavor is always consistent. I can say that much. There's a spot down here in the South that used to be around called Miss Winners. I'm not too sure if they're around still. Probably some of the best biscuits and gravy, commercial-wise, that is really, really good. But of course, ain't nothing like making your own. I know my grandma used to make some mean biscuits and gravy. Let's see, what's another one? Oh, this is one of my top, and I'm sure all of y'all who's listening in can probably agree. Oodles and noodles. You can't go wrong with the oodles and noodles. I gotta take a sip on that. Hold on. Now, the oodles and noodles now, let me tell you how you can make this struggle meal work. And I'm gonna get you a little story behind. I'm gonna call this my top tier struggle meal. So there's this one time we came home from work, me, my wife, and mother-in-law was home, you know, she ain't feel like cooking. We had some noodles up there. And we usually keep fresh veggies if we want to make veggies or saute stuff, whatever. So had a pack of noodles, chopped up my little peppers and onions. I said, I'm gonna make a little ramen noodle bowl. I know we had some shrimp up there. I think I still had some like some leftover steak. I sliced that. When I tell you, you can go any type of way with ramen noodle bowls. If you ever went to a ramen noodle restaurant, it's wonderful. You can get so many different ideas. Especially if you get an authentic bowl. Again, Pinterest is my best friend. If you look on Pinterest or even find one of your favorite recipes off the internet, when I tell you a homemade ramen noodle bowl, you'll never eat oodles. You'll never look at oodles and noodles the same again. I'm going to tell you that now. Another top tier struggle meal? Come on. Who don't like a nice bowl of cereal? I know in my younger years, I'm not going to lie, Captain Crunch, Crunch Berry, Peanut Butter Crunch, Honey Smacks, Trix, I ain't even gonna front, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms. I even like Raisin Bran. You can't go wrong with a good cereal. When I tell you that's a good struggle meal, morning, afternoon, evening, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it don't matter. Cereal, top tier struggle meal, especially if it's your favorite. Bologna sandwich. Now look, my mom and my pops, they're born and raised in a small town called Whitakers, North Carolina, not too far from where the majority of my mom and my dad's family is from, is out Rocky Mount. So, of course, that's one of my favorite barbecue havens. Now, there was a spot not too far from where my great-grandma used to stay when I did go visit my pops at times, you know. And one of the spots was like, it was like a rundown, but one of the more old-school gas stations, right? And I go to that joint. Man, and you go in there and something smell like something cooking, and you go look back there and got this old time, like your great uncle, I ain't gonna say your uncle, but your great uncle And you got to put the oomph on Uncle. And he back there, he got this huge, huge, huge loaf. And he's slicing these little thick, thick pieces. And you're like, man, what is he doing with that? What is that? Man, he's taking this thick piece of homemade bologna. He's making nice little thick slices. He's frying this thing on a flat top griddle. I lie to you not. You get that thing nice and crispy and sizzle. Then he got the sauteed onions on the side. He throw a little, I don't even know what type of sauce that was back in the day. And then he had the little white bread that was nice and toasted. I think that sandwich was maybe anywhere from $3 to $5. I'm getting 2 or 3 every time. You cannot go wrong with a bologna sandwich or a fried bologna sandwich. Listen, a struggle meal, let me tell you this. A struggle meal can end up being a high quality meal with just the little things that you got. Now, what's your favorite struggle meal? What's some of the struggle meals that y'all ever did? Now, here's a game changer. I can tell you what's in my refrigerator, because of course I do a lot of meal prepping for my household. But just think about what's in your fridge right now. Don't go in there and look. Cause you probably done went shopping already, or you know it's Thursday, it's Friday, it's the end of the week, you don't feel like cooking, you probably done ate out. But what you have in your fridge right now, that's a struggle meal that you can turn into a high quality meal. So let me tell you, I fried some chicken breast because I experimented last night. So I got some leftover chicken breast in there. And I'm going to probably do what I did this morning for breakfast. Take that chicken sandwich, put that thing in the middle of a sourdough bread, because I got like 2 breads left. Then I got some eggs in there. Make me a fried sunny side up egg. I still got some leftover peppers and onions that I chopped up for omelets because I meal prepped my breakfast for the week. I got some spinach. I got some fresh chipotle peppers. Now you saute them chipotle peppers in some olive oil. Let that aroma sink into that olive oil and let the flavors of that chipotle pepper and adobo sauce sink into that olive oil. Throw the mixed peppers and onions in there. I think it's a red pepper, yellow pepper. I got some yellow onion. I season that with a little garlic pepper. I even got some Memphis dry rub seasoning that I throw in that thing. So I got a little salty and sweet up in that thing. So hey, it depends on how you want your thing seasoned, a little flavor. I throw a little dab of butter in there, and then throw my spinach in there and let that saute. You might catch that picture on my IG. Max Smoky Barbecue is my IG. And then when you fry that egg, just keep the yolk a little runny, because it's gonna, once you bite into it, it's gonna sink in with the flavors of all those sauteed peppers and onions and chipotle peppers, along with that sourdough bread, and yes, toast the bread. When I tell you, struggle meal made high quality, that was probably one of the best breakfast sandwiches I ever had. And of course, you can check it out on my page. Now, what's in your fridge? What's your struggle meal? Let me know. Thank everybody for tuning in. Whether you're a home cook, pit master, grillologist, smokeologist, whatever you love to do. Hey, I'm down with it myself. Max Smoky Barbecue on IG. Grill and Chill Podcast, available on all platforms. Hope y'all can continue to tune in. You got more coming. Holla at you.